If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Patriot Studios. This is Soldiers of Patriotism with your hosts, Uncle Bing and Michael B.
United States of America.
And good Sunday afternoon to you all, princes and princesses of patriotism. Today is Sunday, August the 25th. It's about 1 minute after the top of the hour. I am Michael B., along with my brother from another mother, Uncle Bing Fisher. And the phone number is 718-305-7176. You can find us at conservativenationradio.org. We are the mouthpiece for traditionalamericanmovement.com, so you can find us at both locations. I want to start off this afternoon with a blog piece that I just published on conservativenationradio.org/CNR-blog. And this mostly concerns Texas, but I thought I would share it with the country as well, because this is just a good portrait of the battle that we're up against throughout the entire country. But you can imagine, if we're up against this battle here in Texas, a state as red as ours, then, you know, how bad is it in other states where it's a lighter shade of red or purple, not to mention blue? But on Wednesday, the 14th of August, at about 9:21 in the morning, I called and emailed Senator Wendy Davis's office over in Arlington. Her phone number is 817-332-3338. And I spoke to a young man by the name of James McDonough at her office and expressed my concern on that recent transgender bill that had passed in California, allowing students in public schools to go to the bathroom or the locker room of their choice on any given day, depending on what gender they identified with. I furthermore emailed District 9 City Councilman of Fort Worth, Texas, Joel Burns, and asked him the same. Now, you're perhaps wondering, why would I email Senator Wendy Davis and Councilman Joel Burns asking them about a transgender bill in California? Well, the answer is quite simple. Senator Wendy Davis is at the least running for re-election in Senate District 10. But there is a strong possibility, and in fact, from all indications, she is, will be running in our state's gubernatorial race, and Councilman Burns will likely be running to replace her in Senate District 10. My question was very simple for both Senator Davis and Councilman Burns. Would you support similar legislation in Texas as Senator of the Texas Senate, District 10, or governor, similar to law passed on August 13th in California, allowing identity-confused persons to use the bathroom locker room in our public schools, K-12, depending on which gender they identified with on any given day? The reason I felt that it is important to know this from both of the servants of the citizens is based on the party that they identify with and the radical left turn it has taken. Americans outside of Texas may recall that Senator Davis opposed in her now infamous filibuster of the legislation that would outlaw abortions in Texas at 20 weeks and beyond. And her radical belief on abortion on demand is opposed by over 60% of Texans. And by virtue of her fundraising in Washington, D.C., and the known fact that radical left Democrat Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi is now mentoring and sponsoring Senator Wendy Davis, it can only leave Texans wondering just exactly what her agenda is. It is known throughout Texas that Democrats under the leadership of Obama's PAC, Organizing for Action, has targeted Texas with Battleground Texas and openly solicits Texans to join Wendy and the Texas Democrats. It is also known that Democrats are seeking a Senate candidate to replace Wendy Davis, and the strongest candidate and Democrat that Wendy Davis would like to see replace her is former colleague of the Fort Worth City Council, her former colleague, City Councilman Joel Burns of District 9. Now, folks, there's a complete and total disregard to answer a valid question about how they might govern or legislation they would support based on the current movement by the Democrat Party to normalize immoral behavior. And it's an abject failure of leadership, and every citizen of Texas should be concerned that they both have such little regard for a voting citizen. Therefore, I urge you, if you want real Texas values representing us in the governor's mansion and the Texas Senate District 10, support Attorney General Greg Abbott for Texas governor and Connie Burton for Texas Senate District 10. And you can be looking for articles and solid support from this Texas grassroots conservative on both of their behalf. With that, that's my editorial, and I'm sticking to it. It is now about 7 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got a great show lined up today. Conservative talk show host Phil Valentine will be joining us this afternoon at about 3:35. Really looking forward to that. Let's get Brother Bing in here and see what's going on with him, get his thoughts, and get this show moving along.
Oh, Mike, you know, I got to tell you, it's pretty amazing when we take and we screw up the rules for everybody, or for 99% or 98% of the people for 2%. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we have transgendered bathrooms. Oh, groovy. All right, so you just pick what bathroom you want to go to, I guess, you know, and you get to go to it. I don't get it, man. I mean, this is happening in workplaces across the country. This is happening everywhere. I've got firsthand knowledge of this, as a matter of fact, and I'm not into it, man. I mean, why are you going to sit there and kind of, I guess, tick off, like I said, 95% of the people that are working for you or that are going to school or whatever for the sake of probably less than 2%, I would think. And,
yeah.
And actually, Michael, when I was going to school, if this happened back when I was going to school, I'd be like raising my hand saying, yeah, I want to go to the girls' shower. I want to go to the girls' shower.
You know what I mean? I mean
I'd be all of a sudden that.
Exactly. I mean, I'd all of a sudden find myself identifying as a female just so I could go in the female's bathroom if I'm in the sixth or seventh grade. But, you know, here's the thing. As a parent, you know, I mean, I got some flack. I had a lefty sent me a message. She says her first response was, well, first of all, if they even answer you, they need time to formulate their answer. Now, here's the thing. We have watched for years as the left puts our candidates on the spot, doesn't give them time to formulate an answer. I shouldn't have to give Wendy Davis or Joel Burns or anybody on the left time to formulate an answer. If they're in a leadership position and they're going to be running for governor and they get a question as blunt and plain as mud, would you support similar legislation in Texas allowing transgendered students to go in the bathroom with my daughter or my son? Would you support that legislation? It's really quite simple, being either a yes or no. Now, with that said, did I know what I was doing? Is it urgent right now? Is it a pressing issue in Texas? No, it's not. That's not the point. The point is it's a win-win question for us. Because if she says yes, can you imagine the news that will get created from that if here in Texas? If she says if she says no, the LGBT crowd that was down there in front of the Capitol with her in July saying that it's okay to murder babies at 20 weeks, well, she's going to piss all of them off. So it's a win-win question for me. Now, does that mean I'm setting her up? You're damn right it means I'm setting her up, but it's a valid question.
Well, it definitely is valid. I mean, but the thing is that it's not a mute question. This goes down to our basic rights. This goes down to what the government should be controlling, what they shouldn't be. And what they shouldn't be controlling is what bathroom you want somebody wants to walk into, really. I mean, it's not there. It's not that that should be down to the school boards, you know, with the schools. That should be down to the workplace and so on. It should not be to the federal government to dictate what bathroom you can use or what shower you can use or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It has no basis in law. And it really is kind of stupid when you think about it. But what you're trying to do, and I wanted to salute all the people at the overpasses. I wanted to do that real before I forget, because I'll probably forget, that are sitting there calling for Obama's impeachment. I want to salute those people. My hat's off to you. Keep doing it. But what you're talking about, you know, falls in the line. We've come so far out of circle of what we should be doing, what we should be focusing on, I guess, what we should be concentrating on, that we're off on little tangents in some aspects, you know, and we shouldn't really be that way.
No,
we should
shouldn't.
Be focusing on the big game picture.
The important. You're absolutely right, Bing, and I'll stand up and be the first to say, I'll speak for myself. I am going to fight fire with fire. If they're going to throw hot button issues at us in an attempt to embarrass us or misrepresent us, I'm going to do the same back, and I'm going to look for every single little opportunity I can to pose a question. I can't wait for Wendy Davis to have a candidate's forum or something going on as you know, most people don't realize this, and they think probably going to think I'm crazy. I sign up for emails from all of the opposition. I go to their website and I sign up with an email, not my Conservative Nation Media Inc. email. I don't misrepresent myself, but I don't tell them who I am. If it's a Texas candidate, I present myself as a citizen that wants to know a question. And I will go stand there in the crowd, and if given the opportunity to ask a question like this one, I will do it, and I'll make sure there's someone there with a video camera recording it.
Well, yeah, and there has to be. Look, we can't play nice no more. We've been playing nice for a long time. We just can't do it no more. That homie, don't play that. You know, we can't keep going there. We can't keep reaching across the aisle, because every time we do, we come back with a stubbed hand. We don't even have a hand. We ain't got a watch. We ain't got a ring. We ain't got anything. You know, and our wallet probably is missing too. You know, we just can't keep going there. You know,
we got
to
fight fire
start
with
standing
fire.
Up. That's right. We have to start fighting fire with fire.
And you know someone like Wendy Davis. And look, I know you're in Tennessee, and I know most of the folks listening aren't here in Texas, which, by the way, next Saturday or next Sunday, being you and I, we each start our own shows. People get 4 hours back to back. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm starting my show next Sunday afternoon with Connie Burton and with Ken Paxton, Senator Ken Paxton, who's running for Attorney General for the state of Texas to replace Greg Abbott, who's running for governor, both of whom I support.
Oh, very good, man. That's going to be a good show. I kind of have my guests on surprise list right now, so it's going
to
be a surprise to them.
Hey, dude, I'm going to miss. You and I have been doing this so long together. Well, look, we need to take the soft break. Let's take the soft break, and then we'll come back, and I'll pat your back a little bit, because I do want to say something to the folks about what we're doing.
Oh, what's up, Ray? Conservative Nation Media is proud to welcome Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance to our lineup on Mondays. But even if you're not from the volunteer state, the issues that affect Tennesseans are spreading out all over America. Dave Vance brings his veterans' insight and the most informative guests to Inside Tennessee every Monday, so make sure to check him out. Brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council, Inside Tennessee, Mondays at 7 Eastern, 6 Central on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today, with an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria. And thank you for your service.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, then you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Go ahead, brother. I was going to say, welcome back to Soldiers of Patriotism. The call-in number here is 718-305-7176. That's 718-305-7176. And we've got Phil Valentine coming on here in a little bit, nationally syndicated talk radio show host and the director, producer, I guess it would be, of An Inconsistent Truth. If you all remember Al Gore's movie, the outright lie is what I call it. He's going to be here to counter that. So that's where we're going with this show. But Michael, go ahead.
That's why I did. Well, first of all, I had to get that blog out today because I've been tweeting it to everybody, Breitbart, Twitchy, everybody. I mean, I intend to hang. Look, I got in some trouble. I didn't get in trouble a few weeks ago. During July, I tweeted I was going to hang the political noose around when I was going to hang. The noose of abortion at 20 weeks is okay around the political neck of Wendy Davis. And I got attacked bad on Twitter. Folks, even including DPS, trying to say they were going to get me subpoenaed and everything. I just laughed it off. I'm not going to bore y'all with the details of what I did. I had my fun with them. Let's put it that away. But I do. I intend to hang the abject failure to respond to a citizen's question, whether it's pertinent or not. Now, I intend to hang the noose of her filibuster and her objection to limiting abortions to something less than 19. Look, I believe in conception of life, but for right now, we're going to have to take it one step at a time. And if the best we can do is at 20 weeks and later it's illegal, then I'm going to go for that. And that's opposed to the vast majority of Texans and Americans. I mean, life at 20 weeks in the womb is something that we would recognize, as that Democrat on Fox News, Kirsten Powers, says, we would recognize as infanticide. But listen, I took a picture. I'm fixing to post it on Facebook. Being at some point today, I've got two DVDs. They Come to America and They Come to America 2. It's a Dennis Michael Lynch film, The Cost of Illegal Immigration. I've got a American flag bandana, Rules for Patriots, and a declaration, a pocket declaration of independence. That's going to be our party pack today. That's what we're going to give out at some point today. Just got to figure out how we're going to do it. But I wanted to say, being you and I have been together for a long time, we've worked together for several for a long time. We've done this show since shortly after we met one another, and we play off of one another really well. And I just, not that there's I've heard anything, why are Michael and Bing going their separate ways? Is there friction? There's absolutely no friction. Bing and I, we work off of one another very well, and I love my partnership in doing Soldiers of Patriotism with Bing. But Bing, I think you and I agree, we can each do our own show. We hold our own, and if we back them up back to back, 2 hours of you or me, and then 2 hours of the other, that's a good thing for a Sunday afternoon for like-minded individuals, and they're going to get good quality programming. And you know, our acting general manager right at the moment, Duke Brooks, is really working hard to take us in the direction where we're going to be able to give folks on Saturday and Sunday some great conservative talk and a chance to let their voices be heard. And then during Friday or Monday through Friday, a chance to do that evening time withdraw from the Rush Limbaugh and the Sean Hannity show, and join us right here on the conservativenationmedia.com internet, which Conservative Nation Radio is a part of, which is the mouthpiece for traditionalamericanmovement.com. By the way, the phone number is 718-305-7176. But give us a call. Get on the line now. But being what I mean, you're going to do. I love the title of your show, America by Design. Is that I know I'm
American.
American, yeah, American by Design.
American by Design. I'm working on a logo. I got the logo pretty much done. And, yeah, Michael, I mean, you know, yeah, we've been doing this show for quite a long time. I sit there and try to think of all the guests that we've had on, some of the good times we've had, you know. And, yeah, we're just splitting the show up. That's all, you know. Ain't nothing, you know. And you're more than welcome to be on my show, and I hope I'm more than welcome to be on your show.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
You know, and if our callers want to talk to us after the show, I'd be really freaking surprised. But you know, we'll see how it goes. You know,
dude. It's been a great year and a half. We've you're right. We've had Ted Cruz. We've had Joe Carr.
Nick Searcy was a near Joe Carr. Joe Carr, yeah. I mean, he's going up against Lamar Alexander. We forgot to mention that.
Oh, you know? So that's public now.
Oh, yeah, it's been public. Yep, been public.
Right.
He's definitely going up against Lamar. I mean, you know, me and Joe talked about that when he first started going, you know, first started running. And, you know, we just talked candidly about it. And I'm like, man, it's going to take a lot of money. You know, it's going to take a lot of this. You know, and he was into it. But he's like, well, you know, I'll go up against Scott, you know, is what he made his mind up to, I guess, at the time. And but, yeah, it came out. And he was on Ralph Bristol's show, which Phil Valentine is coming on our show here in a little bit. At the bottom of the hour, he is on the same station with Ralph Bristol. Ralph is, you know, a local host, but he's got a big, big following. So, Yeah, he came out on it was kind of a surprise to a lot of people. To some people, I guess. To some people, it wasn't. But yeah, Lamar is squeaking, man. The dude is scared. So rightly so. I'm digging.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, he needs to go. He needs to start packing his bags because look, he ain't gonna have a. You're not gonna have a mailing address up there after 2014.
No, dude, look, we've got a lot. Look, we fight this fight. We've been fighting this fight. Our listeners have been fighting this fight. By the way, Bing, we got to tell people, we have got, folks, if you've got a smart device, then you want to go to our website or Google or just put in your URL, m.conservativenationradio.org. And download our phone app. Dude, I've been doing some work on our phone app the last couple of days. And by the way, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/conservativenationradio. We've had a lot of movement in the last day. I mean, the number of people that have liked us has, what do you call it? Bing, you're the guru. Analytics. The analytics are green and they're all pointing up. That's wonderful news. So we've got so much going on. We're looking at some new shows. I'm really excited about next Sunday. 4 hours back to back, two with me and then two with you. It's just gonna be a blast. It's gonna be a hoot. I know that Duke it is like you guys can't be calling into each other's shows, but you know how hard it is going to be for me to not call in and just at least spend 30 seconds on the phone with you.
I know.
You'll be calling me because I'm going to be the show before yours.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be a little bit strange, but yeah, you know, it's radio. We'll get through it, right?
Yeah, we're going to do good, brother. We're going to do good. Well, tell us what – so Joe Carr's running. We need to get busy on that. We need to get Joe back on our show, as well as Dave Vance's Inside Tennessee Politics, I'm guessing.
Well, Joe's going to be on. Joe will be on tomorrow with Dave Vance Monday. I think that's 6 to 8 Central. So Joe will be his lead guest tomorrow on Inside Tennessee.
Yeah, and I'm not at liberty to divulge now. I can't give out the address. I've been sworn to secrecy, but you and I are both Frederick Douglass Republicans, and there is a YouTube video that's about to be launched that's going to knock your socks off. I can't wait until I've given permission to help promote this video from the Frederick Douglass Republicans. I just about fell out of my chair today. With everything that's been going on, I turned on, you know, being I did my normal Sunday morning coffee and Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, Meet the Press, in the last 30 minutes of Georgie Stephanopoulos. Because I don't care for that show, but I like the roundtable. I like to catch what Donna Brazilnut and George Will have to say.
Brazilnut.
And you know, every single Sunday, with the exception of Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, but both of the liberal shows, and I don't ever catch the other one with Sheaffert. I don't know why. I've just never been a Bob Sheaffert guy, even though he's a homie. But how do I say this? I'm getting to the point where I'm just, I don't know whether to pardon my French, shit or go blind. I am so done with the racial division coming out of the so-called limousine liberals on the left, the poverty pimps, the race pimps, and the Piers Morgans and all of those buffoons on the left that want to continue to peddle race. You know, we had that that gentleman, his name escapes me right now, up in the Northwest, killed the other day, fought in Okinawa, being survived Okinawa, one of the worst battles in the Pacific in World War II. And he was killed the other day, and not a peep from the poverty pimps. And then to make matters worse, at the March on Washington 50-year anniversary yesterday, there's a bunch of liberal clowns desecrating the flag that he died for, the flag I wrote that blank check for, that I was prepared and willing to give my life for, with Obama stripping it of the stars and in its stead putting Obama's likeness in the blue field.
They beat him with a flashlight, from what they say. I mean, now, we've had two or three of these crimes so far, and I guess maybe the media is focusing on them more because it's black on white crime. But I mean, there's black on black crime that's out there every single day, and the media does not touch it. They don't even touch this because they know what it is. It is race. It is racist. It's racially motivated. And the thing is that we have a president that is a race baiter, that is going right along with them, that is actually instigating a lot of this, in my opinion. And people wonder, they have all these talking heads on, well, where is this coming from? Well, where it's coming from is from your peers. It's from who you look up to. It's from the people that, that you look up to for guidance. That's where it's coming from.
Well, look, we've got to hit the hard break, and I think Mr. Valentine is in the studio now, and we definitely need to get him on and take advantage of his time. But after we come back, after we're done with Mr. Valentine, we need to tell people about our buddy Wayne Dupree, about his blog he wrote this morning in regards to the March on Washington. Wayne knocked one out of the ballpark today. But let's take this hard break and come back. And I think this, if this 615 area code, I believe that's Mr. Valentine.
Yeah, it should be. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
688 to 9074.
...could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Yeah, a little back from Soldiers of Patriotism. The call-in number here is 718-305-7176. And I'm very proud to introduce somebody that takes me home every day. Now, he don't personally drive me, but he does take me home in spirit. And that's Phil Valentine, nationally syndicated talk show host, writer, producer of An Inconsistent Truth. And Phil, welcome to our show.
Thanks. I'll have my driver take you home next time.
I hope he drives better than you do, man, because the last time I got I went home in the rain, at least I flipped my car over. But
Good grief.
Yeah. But Phil, now I'm almost wanting to introduce you as far as what you don't do, because you got so much stuff that you do that is amazing. I mean, you produce film, you know, a great talk show host. I mean, just fantastic. I love you, man. It's just, you know, explain to us about your show about your DVD release, actually, that's coming out. But I just want to say I just really appreciate you. And I just really appreciate what you do.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on. Yeah, we have An Inconsistent Truth, which is the answer to Al Gore's movie, which showed in theaters limited release last year, and actually was for the first 2 weeks out, it was the top grossing movie per screen in the country. So we were pretty proud of that. And of course, you know, the way mainstream media, Hollywood was scared to death, it created a lot of buzz. And so now we're ready to do the DVD release, which is going to be officially on the 23rd of September, but it's available for pre-order right now at our website at aninconsistenttruth.com. And it just chronicles really the whole culture of this global warming thing, because I don't think any of these other movies, there have been several that they've done that have, you know, countered the science, which we get into the science as well, but not really any of these movies that have talked about the culture of it. It is like a cult. It's like a religion. And no matter how much you show these people the evidence on the other side, I've been going back and forth with a guy on our discussion board, and he says, you know, the science is settled. And that's what I love to say, the science is settled. We talked with Dr. John Christie, who was one of the lead authors of the IPCC report that they all point to as unanimous. And he doesn't believe this stuff. We have Dr. Roy Spencer in the movie. He's the team lead scientist on the Aqua satellite that measures satellite temperature around the world. He doesn't believe this. And so we talked with several other scientists, Fred Singer, Dr. Ken Green, and all these other folks. And if you come away from this thing with one thing, is that there is no consensus. They want to shut down the argument on global warming because they know they don't have the facts on their side. And now the inconvenient truth for them is that we have actually been leveling off in temperature for the last 10 or 15 years. And they can't explain it. And Dr. Christie and Dr. Spencer put together a graph of all these 73 climate models that had been around since 1979 when we first launched the Aqua satellite to measure temperature around the globe. And so they have the temperature at the bottom of the graph, and they have all of these projections from the climate models, and all of them assume that the more CO2 in the atmosphere, the higher temperature is going to go. And you look at the temperature, and it's pretty much where it was in 1979. We haven't moved, and the graphs for the computer models show the temperature going way, way up. So there, you know, the cause and effect is, you know, if you do the scientific method, you have to come up with a hypothesis. You have to do experiments to prove the hypothesis. So in lieu of doing experiments that actually prove it, they do the climate models instead, and now the climate models have proved that every one of them are wrong. Every one of them, all 73, had shown more temperature increase than the actual temperature is. So there is no cause and effect in what they're trying to prove.
And there is no consensus, too.
Oh, absolutely, I mean, no consensus. Al Gore says 3,000 of the best scientists in the world all agree. There were 192 scientists who worked on the IPCC report, not 3,000. Only 9 scientists that worked on the chapter that had to do with what was causing any kind of warming, and there is no consensus. We have several of the expert reviewers of the IPCC in addition to one of the lead authors, and all of these folks say they don't believe that man is having anything to do with it. So there is no consensus, but again, they want to shut down the argument by saying there's a consensus, the science is settled, and then they refer to as Holocaust deniers. And Al Gore's come out and listed this past week saying it's akin to having a drunk father who beats his kids or whatever, and nobody wants to talk about him. I mean, It's ridiculous. It's like people don't believe that we landed on the moon. You know, it's just ridiculous.
Well, I was going to tell you, Phil, that my wife is related to Al Gore in some shape or fashion, but it's like one of these third cousin removed things. But she says she's not proud of that at all.
I don't blame her. I wouldn't tell anybody.
I don't know. No, she doesn't say anything to anybody. She hates it when I do. But no. And what you did in your movie is you actually went and got scientific data, which Al Gore did not.
Yeah,
and
Al Gore's movie was all about Al Gore. I mean, it was this slideshow and all about Al Gore, and you know they talk about his time running for president, and I mean none of that has to do with anything. So Al Gore, you know, people say, well, what kind of background do you have in science? I said, I have exactly the same amount of science degrees as Al Gore. The only difference is that in our movie, we have scientist after scientist refuting what he's saying. He didn't have one science. He didn't talk to anybody in this movie. It was just Al Gore gabbing on for 2 hours about this garbage. And it's just, it's getting old. I mean, running out of steam.
Yeah, he did bring out the hokey stick, though. I mean,
oh, yeah. That's right. Michael Mann talking to him, yeah.
Phil, when I was sitting there looking at him going, this is crazy, because I deal with some statistics myself, and it's like you can't go left to right like that, you know? I mean,
well, the other thing is what Al Gore shows in his movie with the Vostok ice core samples about how they all match up, and they do match up. When you look at it, when you zoom in on them, as we do in the movie, you find out that the warming comes before the CO2 increase historically. So what happens is, the scientists tell me, as the Earth warms, the oceans release CO2. So Al Gore got it backwards. He even shows it in his movie but doesn't point it out. You can see it on the graph, but he doesn't zoom in close enough because it's over a 1,000-year period. He doesn't zoom in close enough to where you see that the cause and effect is the warming causes the CO2 to rise.
Hey, Mr. Valentine, hey. This is Michael over in Texas. How are you doing today?
Hey, Michael. I'm doing great.
Well, first, I want to thank you for being on Mind and Being Show. I don't get to listen to you here locally. I have to listen to you in podcast on your website. But this is a real honor because you and, you know, I'm addicted to talk radio, and it seems to me that the best talk radio shows are guys like you or Mark Davis down here in my neck of the woods or J.D. Wells. That's where I enjoy spending my time the most during the days when I'm sitting at work with
him. Yeah, I know J.D. But, he's a good fella. Got a great pipe, J.D. does.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's talking about this. He sounds kind of like you, actually, as far as your voice, the deepness of your voice. But, you know, I wanted to ask you on this global warming thing, because here's one of my fears, Phil, if you don't mind me calling you Phil.
Sure.
It's, you know, I'm a firm believer that Mitt Romney was rammed down our throat. I was a Herman Cain and then subsequently a state leader for Rick Santorum here in Texas. And I'm not going to bore you to death with those details, but I'm scared to death that in 2016 we're going to have someone like a Chris Christie rammed down our throat again. And Chris Christie is I recall an old Forbes article from several years ago where he had exposed his right flank on global warming. I mean, we've got a problem with Northeastern Republicans that seem to buy into this horse crap. And, you know, look, I live in Texas. I've lived in 110-degree weather all my life. It's just – it's freaking hot in some parts of the world, and that's all there is to it.
We have nothing to do with it. I mean, the one thing they refuse to look at is the sun, and we talk extensively about how the sun – historically has been the determining factor of whether we're going to warm or cool. And
yeah.
the sun has been quiet over the last 10 years, and we've seen the temperature stabilize. And now some of the scientists are saying we're going to go through probably 30 years of a cooling trend, and we're having nothing to do with it. But here's another thing they do, is they link smog and CO2 and then call it carbon and a carbon tax and carbon pollution, all this stuff. There is no CO2 in smog. Smog is what we need to be worried about. Smog is what's dangerous to people's health. It's dangerous to breathe. But there is no CO2 in smog. But they have fooled global population into believing that the two are exactly the same, and they're not. CO2 is a harmless gas. Actually, it's beneficial. The scientists we talk to say we need to be increasing CO2 instead of taxing it, because we have plants growing hardier and longer, and harvest seasons longer because of more CO2. So one of the scientists says, you know, the Chinese have been ramping up CO2. We need to be thanking them. The Chinese are also ramping up real air pollution, which is ground-level ozone, sulfur dioxide, nasty stuff like this. And over there, there's very little control over the nasty stuff. They don't have a Clean Air Act or the Clean Water Act or the EPA. They just spew out whatever they want to spew out. And Al Gore and these folks want to ignore that and tell us that we're the ones that are doing the wrong thing. What we have done with the catalytic converter and the smokestack scrubbers and things like this is we have learned the technology to turn the toxic gases into harmless CO2, and now they want to tax that.
When you go down for your emissions check, that's what they test your car for, is how much CO2 or how much, you know,
carbon monoxide.
Anyone that's grown up on the Gulf Coast, look, I've spent some time in Houston. Baytown and Pasadena, at one point those were pretty dirty towns, but over the years, and of course a lot of it's probably due to the CAFE standards and what the unfairness where it makes us harder, well, like you're saying about China, Phil, where it makes it harder for us to compete and we lose jobs against China, who has none of these regulations. But the Gulf Coast is cleaned up. I mean, look, they talk about all of these other states like Michigan, who's suffered such economic catastrophe. We've been through it a dozen times down here in Texas, and we recover every single time. Our state economy is based on the energy sector, and we recover every single time. We're clean. It's clean down in Galveston. It's clean on the Gulf Coast. I mean, Houston's hot, and it's big, and it's full of dirty people, but it's a clean, pretty clean area down there.
Yeah, and imagine the billions of dollars that we have spent on this whole global warming thing. We're actually spending that money, or even a fraction of it, on doing something about real air pollution and how much cleaner the planet would be. And it's one of the Congressman Greg Walden from Oregon, and he's in our movie, and he says, you know, we're just going to ship our jobs over to China, and then we're still going to get the same pollution coming over on the Gulf Stream while we're waiting for our unemployment checks. I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever to shut down our economy, turn it over to China, which has no restrictions on real bad pollution, and then have them pollute like crazy, and the earth is getting worse and not better, and then we're out of work.
Well, where does this stem from, Phil? I mean, this to me is coming from the UN. It's coming from a body that's outside of Al Gore. I don't think he's got
smart stuff. Yeah, well, you can look at Section 21 and all that stuff. Yeah, it's absolutely coming from that. But it basically, at the root of this global warming movement are two things: population control and control and redistribution of the world's wealth. They don't think it's fair that the United States has a disproportionate number of people that are better off than the rest of the world. What they don't understand is, you can export that. It's called freedom and liberty. You find that these places that are a third world are usually either dictatorships, communist countries, or corruptocracies like Mexico. It is a matter of exporting liberty, and everybody gets better. But they think that there's a finite pie of wealth. They don't understand the economics of it. The fact of the matter is, the pie gets bigger when you have more productivity in the country, and that's what's happened historically in America. It's not that when Bill Gates struck it rich with Microsoft out of his garage that all of a sudden a bunch of people had to get poor so he could make $6 billion. It doesn't work that way. Matter of fact, he empowered and enriched so many other people by his company Microsoft and Steve Jobs with Apple, it's not even funny. So they think that and ironically, we find that Al Gore sits on the board of Apple, which they make a bunch of their stuff in China because there aren't the pollution controls that there are in the United States. That's why they don't make a lot of this stuff here. They can do anything they want to over there.
Well, you know, the
funny thing, they don't have OSHA. They don't have all that other stuff over there. I mean, these people are sitting in punch presses. I've seen them, you know, five, six, seven guys in a punch press making pots and pans. for us to consume, and they got to squat when the punch press comes down.
The other funny thing about Al Gore, guys, is his selling of Air America or whatever his TV station was to Al Jazeera. Current TV. We might as well call it Al Gazora now. I mean,
it's Al Jazeera Gore. I mean, he sold it to one of the largest oil-producing countries on the planet. When he's telling everybody else, that, I mean, they're trying to taint my movie with big oil. Oh, you had big oil money. And on completely on purpose, I didn't take anybody else's money because I didn't want one or third place removed that they had gotten money from big oil, so I financed it myself. But Al Gore made $70 million himself off big oil.
And this carbon tax credit deal, this is at least a trillion-dollar a year business.
Richard Sandor, who started the Chicago Climate Exchange, which Al Gore has now backed out of, he was before Congress in 2009 trying to get them to pass the cap and trade thing. When they didn't, he decided he was going to lose money off this thing, so he's backed out. But we cover all this stuff in the movie and Inconsistent Truth. But what Richard Sandor says, he predicted that if they can get cap and trade passed, whether through the EPA or through the Congress, that it will be a $10 trillion business. That's how much in fees they'll make of these companies that have to pay them to trade their car, which is ridiculous. I mean, so you got somebody who's actually producing. It is right out of Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged. You got the producers that have to pay the non-producers to produce, and eventually the producers stop producing.
Well, and this, of course, it even goes deeper. It's all Agenda 21.
That's Agenda 21 is absolutely – and you can read that and see what exactly – I mean, they want to control everybody's resources. They want to control the wealth. They want to control everything. And it basically boils down to control. And good grief, as Jonathan Edwards said in 1972 – you can't even run your own life. I'll be damned if you'll run mine. That's the way these – I mean, I look at the way they run their lives. Good grief. But he's Al Gore. I mean, he's got five houses at last count, a big house boat, flies around in a private jet, and then tells us we need to lower our carbon footprint. I don't know why people don't see that and completely discount everything he says.
Well, I think a lot of it is just they don't know. I don't think they know. I think, in your movie, you actually ask people,
right.
What do they think about global warming? And they all agreed with it. They said it's happening.
And then we asked them why, and they have no idea.
They have no idea why. And, that it's education, I think, a lot of it. But, I mean, a lot of it is just media mass, media hysteria, I guess.
Let me tell you about
promotion.
Yeah, well, let me tell you about the indoctrination that's going on out there. I got two kids at UT, one transferred from another school. The other one is a freshman this year. They had to read this book called Earth. It's Earth with two A's. I'm not sure what it's supposed to mean. From this guy who says that we've already destroyed the planet, so now we've got to scale down so that we can live in a destroyed planet, which is it's the same stuff that the people that are pushing this global warming stuff are saying, that we've got to we got to dismantle capitalism and all this rest of stuff. His book is required reading for every incoming freshman at the University of Tennessee. Required reading, and you have to write a paper on it. And then they had the day before the first day of classes, this guy came in and spoke to all the freshmen and is spreading this stuff. There is no other side to it. There is no an Inconsistent Truth movie that they say. We're going to work on that, though. But I'm going on a one-man crusade this fall to go to every one of these colleges and universities doing this and say, look, at least for the love of God, show the other side of this issue.
So we can be looking for you here in Texas too, Phil?
Do what?
I said hopefully we can be looking for you at our universities here in Texas.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, what I want to do is say, look, I'm not saying that you can't talk to these kids about your views on global warming. But what I'm saying is that we need to give them all the information so they can make a decision themselves. To sit there and ram one side down, but see, they're saying, well, the science is settled and it's all over. It's not settled. When you've got one of the lead authors of the IPCC they point to in our movie saying it's not settled, it ain't settled.
No, it ain't settled. And I was you stole my thunder about you going off on your crusade there to get your movie, An Inconsistent Truth, into the universities. But can you take a couple calls?
Bill? Sure.
All right. Let's bring in Ron here. And Ron's been a regular here. But, Ron, come on in and talk to Phil.
Hey, Phil. Sure is good to hear your voice.
Hey, Ron. How are you?
Oh, we're just lovely. I got another little joke that you can start using, and you don't have to give me credit for it. But instead of saying global warming, start saying global warming. It sort of makes sense somehow to me.
It does, doesn't it?
Global warming.
We have a
big thing, and I'm not sure that in your area of Tennessee that you're involved with anything in these planning commissions. The one that we're involved in Chattanooga in the North Georgia and the Northeast Alabama area is called Thrive 2055. And one day when you've got a few minutes, you ought to look that up online and read a little bit about it, because, buddy, they've been at this for 25 or 30 years, and we're just now waking up to the fact that they have got their sights on taking America over. And this is not being taken over from within. This is the UN starting this from without to take over America. And we are going to lose all our property rights. And if there's a basic thing that separates America from the rest of the world, it's the right to own property. And we are going to lose that to these planning commissions that are all over the country right now. We're going to lose our property rights.
As I sit here in our 38-acre farm here, I'm afraid, and I can throw a rock and hit the citizens of Nashville. I live in mortal fear that they're going to say, "Oh, well, now you don't need all that land there, Mr. Valentine. We need to take this for the city." And, you know, I'm worried about the eminent domain coming my way at some point. So that's what they do all over the place.
Well, you know, that's a modus operandi. You know, they need the property. They need to take your rights away from you so they can control you, as you said.
That's right.
And Inconsistent Truth, and you can go and get that at inconsistenttruth.com. Is that correct, Phil?
That's right. We're taking pre-orders. We just launched it this weekend for the pre-orders, and I'm telling you, people apparently are very hungry for this movie because it has been extremely brisk, so people can go there. You go to aninconsistenttruth.com. Yeah. Or we have a link at my website, philvalentine.com. They can go.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I was looking at philvalentine.com and inconsistenttruth.com. And Phil, you just said something interesting. Go ahead, Bing.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Michael.
Sorry, Phil.
That's why we're getting our separate shows, so we don't need, interfere with each other.
We don't have the luxury of sitting across the window from one another. But we generally do pretty good playing off of one another. But you just said something interesting. People are hungry for it. I'm sure they are. I'm fixing to be ordering it here myself. I find that people are hungry for truth, what we call truth well told. Are we obviously conservative? Yeah, we are. But and can I give a slanted rant? Sure, I can. But, you know, we find it, perhaps you find the same, I'm sure. I know in the shows that I listen to here locally, there's people from all political persuasions, and they'll call in. And they may disagree, but they're hearing that people are hungry for the truth on a broad variety of issues.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I think that people know at many levels, and especially with the NSA scandal lately and some other things, that they're not being told the truth, and that there are people out there and entities that want to control the information they get. And that's a scary thing for a lot of folks, and so they want to try to bypass that. Talk radio, shows like yours, the Internet in general, have opened up information that the folks out there that are trying to control it just scares them to death. So, yeah, I tell my kids, don't take what I'm telling you as fact. Own the issue yourself. Go do the research so that when you're talking to somebody, you know what you're talking about. Just don't regurgitate what I say or what Al Gore says or anybody else. Own the issue. Be a critical thinker. Challenge everything and know what you're talking about.
Truer words couldn't be spoken.
Yeah, I just got one more caller here that might want to ask a question. That's Kurt. Hello, sir.
Yeah. He's from Tennessee. Hey, Bing, Michael.
And howdy,
Phil
Kirk.
Valentine. Thank you, sir, for coming on the show today. I feel like I almost know you. I've been in the audience in Nashville a few times when you spoke from the Capitol Steps and various other places. But anyway, it's my pleasure to have you on this show with us today.
Well, my, thank you for calling.
A question for you. You mentioned eminent domain. Of course, I know that wasn't the lead topic of what we were talking about here, but that hit my hot button. Do you know what was going on in Nashville with the governor and county mayors last Wednesday?
I do
not.
Do you
know anything about that? Okay, I was in Nashville for the JLOC, Joint Legislative Oversight Committee meeting, and I didn't even know anything about anything going on that day about eminent domain. But our county mayor spilled the beans on Friday when he said, hey, I hollered at you Wednesday up there in Nashville. Well, I knew somebody called my name from a distance, but I really wasn't paying attention. I was talking to some other people. Anyway, he tells me that he was up there meeting with the governor regarding eminent domain issues. And I have not a clue. I have not had a chance to chase that rabbit yet. And that
well, I hope they're trying to curtail them. I mean, we're right across the street. They're building this, I don't know what exactly it's going to be. But Joy Ford had a little record company there. And this is when I was writing for the Tennessean as well as being on the radio. I wrote several opinion pieces in the Tennessean for it. And they came in, the city council of Nashville tried to take her property so that they could give it to these folks so they could put up an apartment complex or condos or Starbucks and all this kind of stuff. And we started raising cane. She got the Institute for Justice, I believe, was the name of the organization. They came in and represented her. And we hammered it on the radio. I was writing about it in the newspaper. She was fighting with these folks. And she won. And now they're building this entire thing completely around her. It's like she's good. I told her at the end of the whole thing, when they get it built, she needs to put a middle finger on her front door. I mean, this is the ultimate in defiance here of this woman who said, you're not going to take my property. I don't care what you want to use it for, but eminent domain was meant to take property for roads that need to come through and things like this. It was never intended to take somebody's private property because you don't think they're using it like it should be used, so you can give it to some other person to build something on. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, and they ended up, nothing ever happened with that, right?
And they're building all around. Well, they're building now, but they're building all
around.
Oh,
they are building?
Mm-hmm.
It was unbelievable. I mean, I keep telling people, I wake up every day and I have to fight my own party, you know, whichever party that might be, but I have to fight my own government to keep what I think I deserve, you know. It's unbelievable.
Well, that's what you get for being the soldiers of patriotism. I mean, you know, it's a hard job.
Well, we take our marching orders from the best, Phil. We really do. You would be one of those generals that we listen to, sir.
Well, I appreciate that very much. And you guys are doing great work, and we just got to keep at them. You know, the global warming thing, to sum that up, is just it's just an issue. It's the underlying control that goes behind the issue. And we look at the liberals out there saying, oh, the conservatives want to tell you what to do in your bedroom. Well, the liberals want to tell me what to do in every other room of my house. They want to tell me what kind of light bulbs to put in my lamps. They want to tell me what kind of car to put in my garage, how much water I can use, what kind of dishwasher, what kind of washing machine. All this stuff comes from the smart meters where they want to put them in there so they can, if your thermostat's too high, they can cut it down automatically. These people
from
are
Europe.
The most intrusive people on liberty that I've ever seen.
Yeah, and Ron's going through that, the last caller before Kurt, and he's going through that right now in Georgia where they got smart meters on his house. And I'm like, well, you know, you're paying for that service. I mean, why can't you don't have a say and you don't know what they're going to do with these smart meters.
But see, they're doing it all under the guise of we got to save the planet because of global warming, so we're going to have to cut back your energy consumption. They had a drought in Charlotte, North Carolina, several years ago. And, of course, when you have a drought, you're supposed to cut your water consumption. And people did. You're not supposed to wash your car, water your lawn, all that stuff. So people banded together, and the mayor came out afterwards and he says, you folks did such a great job, we want to keep this up. And so they said, okay, so everybody got rah-rah, we're going to cut water consumption. Well, guess what? The water department wasn't making enough money, so they doubled their rate. So now they're using half the money for this, or half the water for the same money, all because they were conserving. I think you use what you need, and you pay for what you use, and that's the way America works, and there's nothing wrong with it.
Well, that's free market at work. I mean, that's the way it should work. That's the way everything should work. You
Isn't
know,
it funny
if
how
got
those
something
free market
I want
principles?
That I give. Good, Michael.
I was just going to say, isn't it funny how well those free market principles work?
Oh yeah, I mean, you let the free market work, and all of this handles itself. You want to see the cleanest place, almost the cleanest place on the planet? It's us. I mean, you look at the places that aren't clean, that the places that don't have the free market, that don't let capitalism work, and places like China. Which are run by the communists, so they are trying to act like they're capital. They use enough capitalism to keep their people under their thumb, and that's what they do.
Well,
listen,
yeah,
I live right across the border from shanty towns in South Texas. I mean, I don't anymore. I live in North Texas, but I grew up in San Antonio. Spent a lot of time on the border in my life. You want to talk about shanty towns? Just look across the river. I mean, you want to talk about dirty and disgusting. You know, they shipped those Volkswagen Beetles over here. I mean, you know, well, they used to before we started making them. They started making them again. But, no, you're absolutely right, Phil. You know, we place all these restrictions on our business, and we're chasing the jobs out of our country. And in the meantime, everyday folks are struggling to get by. Our dependency for welfare is at the highest it's ever been. I wrote a blank check to my country. I served during the Cold War. The only thing that happened while I was in was Grenada, while I was stationed in the 82nd. I was airborne. I was a paratrooper in the airborne. I was a grunt. And, I mean, that was a little bitty little thing. It was important for what it did. It was a runway strip straight into Nicaragua. We were still in the Cold War with the USSR. But you know, we place all of these restrictions on our business. People are suffering. Dependencies at its greatest. I don't even know why the hell I bothered to wear a uniform at this point anymore. I'll be quite honest with you.
Well, it's disheartening. I know. I appreciate your service, but I mean, people need to know this country stands for something. This country's supposed to stand for liberty. It's not supposed to stand for control, and it's not supposed to stand for telling everybody what to do. But that's what these people want to do. They always say the conservatives are trying to run your life. And the conservatives are trying to get the government out of the way so you can run your own life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the liberals seem like they have the vocal mouthpiece at the moment. Hopefully that's going to change. Phil, great to talk to you. I know you probably, it's Sunday, you probably want to get out and do something or whatever, but thanks so much for coming on our show. And you can get his movie, An Inconsistent Truth, at www.aninconsistenttruth.com. And Phil, anything else you want to interject here?
No, that's it. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Well, thank
hey,
you
no
so
problem.
Much, Phil.
And look, I look forward to you going to the universities to preach your message, because it's a message that needs to get out, and I think you're going to do good at it. I think it's going to
well,
be great.
Thank you. And maybe at the end of these discussions we can heal some liberals. I'll lay hands on them.
Yeah, lay hands on them. I don't know, lay rocks on them. I don't know, something,
yeah.
Whatever. It might
Thanks,
take more
guys.
Hands.
I appreciate it.
Thank
hey,
you,
thank
sir,
you,
very
Phil.
Much. Buddy,
have
we
a good
better
day.
Take this. We better
right.
take this. We better take this hard break. We're 10 minutes late. Thank goodness that we're not like Phil and that we've got. I mean, we've got paying customers, but at least we have a little bit more flexibility than terrestrial radio.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to stand for America now.
My dad came to live with us last month, and you know, it's going pretty well.
I feel like I never have time for myself.
With him being around more, it really lets us catch up on things.
His memory isn't what it used to be.
We get up and we have coffee.
He usually wakes up at 4:30.
Then we go for a walk.
He needs lots of my attention.
I do need to keep an eye on his medications, though. That's important.
Sometimes I feel like a pharmacist.
I'd say John and the kids are adjusting pretty well.
They honestly have no idea what I'm going through.
It can be a little challenging.
Help.
But so far, so good.
I could really use just a little help.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving, a public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And back to the phone with Soldiers of Patriotism, 718-305-7176. That's 718-305-7176. And, yeah, great interview with Phil Valentine, producer, talk show, nationally syndicated talk show. I kind of almost feel like I have to do him like Nick Searcy, but he requests that. But, you know, Peabody Award winner or whatever. But, great guy and just a great talent, and glad to have him in Tennessee. And we're talking about global warming, okay? There is a global warming. There's climate change, okay? There's not global warming. There's climate change. It goes up and down as everything, you know, and anything goes up and down. The stock markets go up. The stock markets go down. It's just that people are trying to get – They're trying to make money off of you by feeling that, okay, it's important that – I don't think there's anybody in our listening audience that wants to sit there and say that, well, we're for dirty air, we're for dirty water, we're for dirty, food, we're for dirty this and that. No. But when people come out there and try to make an agenda out of it, then that's where we have a problem with. We have a problem with it. And as, you know, as Phil said, and if you watch his movie, you'll see, he talks to actual scientists that don't believe this bunk. And there's actual scientists that have changed their opinion. There's actual scientists that were not even on board with Al Gore. And Al Gore is not a scientist. He has no inclination of what's going on with global warming or with temperatures, but he'll sit there and try to get you to spend your money to support him. That's what he's about. He's a shill. He's basically a paid shill. Now, who's paying him? I don't know. You know, I guess Al Jazeera right now is paying him. But anyways, our number here, 718-305-7176. Give us a call. If you want to comment or opine on any of this, I'm going to go ahead and bring probably Kurt in, I guess, again. Hello, Kurt. How you doing, buddy? Kurt, you there? If not, I'll bring Ron in. Here's Ron.
Hey, bud.
Hey, Ron.
That was real good. Wish we'd have had him on a long time ago.
Well, yeah, I urge people to just get his movie and just watch it. It's I could say funny in a way, because he does make fun of some of the antics of the liberal left. And when he meets Al Gore in the book signing deal, that's just funny. It just cracks me up, because they're wanting to squelch him. See, they don't want people to know this. The liberals don't want anybody to know what's going on.
Yeah, that's true. And I was laughing my ass off at that clip that you put on, showing him questioning him in the Capitol building.
Yeah,
that was too funny.
I tell you what, they did a real good job on that, on splicing that together. Everything looked really good on that. I mean, it was funny, but it's actually kind of serious too.
That's why I commented on it. You know, I said, you know, that's hilarious, but it's also true. And I said, and that kind of makes it not funny.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing, you know, with liberals. Liberals don't like to fight the logical argument. They just like to fight the emotional argument. And that's where they lose every time. If you call them on the facts, if you call them on logic, they lose every single time. And, you know, thank God for people like Phil out there and so on doing his – and he put his own money up for this. I don't know.
Yeah, I heard him say.
He put his own money up for that movie – because he did not want people to call him, you know, saying, well, you're being sponsored by big oil or by big coal or by whatever big thing, you know. I mean, it's always a big thing. There's always government but business that's screwing up people's lives. But people don't ever look at the government.
Okay.
The government is screwing up people's lives worse than anything else.
Yeah.
But they don't want to sit there and talk about that.
It's just, I don't know. We're in such a mess right now. You know, there's a lot of, have you ever heard of the Black Robe group? You know, the preachers?
Black Robe Society or whatever.
You know, that stuff is trying to get some feet under it and get moving. And it surprises the heck out of me that it's getting as good a reception as it is.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to all be tied in, I believe, in the end, to when they start coming and getting our property and telling us we can't live on it anymore. I believe that it'll have to come to something drastic like that before people will start really paying attention.
Well, I don't know exactly if that's going to happen, but yeah, they bite away. They're like skeeters. You know, they just sit there and pick at you. They just keep biting at you until they actually suck all the blood out of you, you know.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to smack hell out of them.
Yeah, sometimes you do. And I got me an electronic skeeter thing over here that I sit there and smack the hell out of them, too. That works pretty good. I like that thing. For $6 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Zap. Well, Michael, you back with us?
Yeah, I had to walk away for a minute. I'm just in awe. I mean, it's not hero worship or anything like that being, but to get to have Phil Valentine on our show and to tell us to keep up the good work, what we're doing is important. I mean, we've had some awfully good guests on our show, but I think this might be one of the best that we've gotten to interview together, bro. I'm glad it was our last interview together. Together on, as Soldiers of Patriotism with me and you doing our show together. That was just a magnificent interview.
Well, Phil, straight up, you know. I mean, you can ask Phil pretty much anything. He'll tell you what he thinks, you know. So, I mean, I sit there, I drive, 30, 40 minutes to get home, you know, from work, and I listen to him every day, and he's like a mentor of mine, and I just like, you know, the way he does things. I mean, you know, it's just, you know, there's not another Phil out there, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I give him kudos and credits for everything that he does because he's earned it. There's a lot of talk show hosts out there that have not earned it, in my opinion. They go off of what other people want them to say and that kind of stuff. You know, and you've got the same you can see that on NPR and all these other places where these and I'm not saying that we're no top rated thing or anything like that, but I'm just saying that these people on NPR and all these other radio stations are just rehashing the same old crap over and over again. They're not giving you anything new. They're not giving you any kind of intellectual information. You know, their intellectual superhighway is like gone off the side of the mountain somewhere, you know.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. And, I mean, we've got Kurt and Ron on here live with us, and I appreciate their input. But I think it shows look, nothing against Rush Limbaugh. Mark Levin is one of the big national hosts that I still really enjoy listening to, because you get what you get from shows like ours. On the Rush Limbaugh and the Hannitys, you get the mainstream. I mean, look, Rush is obviously doing something right. He makes $20 million more than I do a year. But it's just not the cutting-edge radio like Mark Levin, or, dare I say it, like a lot of the programs like ours on the Internet now. And I got the distinct impression that Phil, you know, he said, you know, keep up what you guys are doing. It's important. And I take that to mean that, you know, it's shows like ours, shows like his, shows like Mark Davis or J.D. Wells here locally in the Metroplex. You know, I mean, I know Phil does some national syndication, but I don't get him down here. You know, I guess it depends on what market you're in, but, you know, he's mostly predominantly a big guy there in Nashville, and he's respected, and he's your drive-home guy for the same reason Mark Davis is my drive-to-work guy and J.D. Wells is my drive-home guy. You know, you get that news that's a combination of local and national, and it's off the beaten track conservative news that people want to hear.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, Kirk can opine a little bit more on this, but, I mean, you know, WTN of Nashville is where Phil originates from, 99.7. You can get it on iHeartRadio on your mobile device and that kind of thing. You listen to him every day. But we've got a lot of great talk show hosts out here, and, you know, on the national side, that kind of thing. Isn't that right, Kurt?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole bunch of them around. I unfortunately don't get to hear as many of them as I'd like to, because the radio in my truck went on the fritz. And when I'm home, I'm on the computer.
But, yeah, the thing is that we've got in Nashville and Tennessee, anyways, we've got just a lot of talent. We got Steve Gill, too. We've got Mark Skoda out of Memphis and so on. So there's just a lot of talent all around. You know, that's where people, I think, are going to get their news from. That's where they're getting their news from. That's where they're getting their information from, Michael. You know, the mainstream press anymore. Look, with these beatings that we had, the beating and we had the killing of the Australian, how much press has that gotten? How much? Nothing.
Yeah.
Hardly anything. And this is that's newsworthy. That's news. But you don't hear about it. But now, if a white guy or a white guy attacked a black guy, and actually with Zimmerman, in Zimmerman's case, he wasn't really, he was, you know, Hispanic, you know, but they had attached the white label to him. So I'm just saying that I think people are they're looking around for news. They're wanting it. They're tired of the same old thing. And they're wanting to actually have a discussion about stuff. And they're not getting that where they're actually getting or going to. Yes?
Yeah, am I still hot, Bing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned a name there a while ago. I might not should say this, I don't know, but I'm going to say it anyway. You spoke about Mark Skoda. I would proceed with caution there, brother.
Well, I'm just saying.
For this reason, remember, he endorsed Bob Corker in 2012 when Bob Corker ran for Senate again the last time, and prior to that he was making the noise that he himself was going to run for the U.S. Senate. He did not. He instead endorsed Bob Corker. So I would say this is one of those situations where I look to see what the guy is doing, not what he talks about, not what he says. It's the voting record and the action that counts. That's my two cents worth on that.
Well, that's absolutely correct. I mean, you know, I just picked him out because he just come to my top of my head there. But But, yeah, yeah, you're correct. I mean, but the thing is that, look, there's people that are out there that are endorsing candidates that really should not be endorsing candidates, and then there's other people that are not endorsing candidates that really should be. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
And we've got a great candidate, Michael, with Joe Carr going up against Lamar Alexander, and I'm telling you, he's going to beat him. He's going to be.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could have a Ted Cruz moment in Tennessee with Joe Carr?
Oh, that would be great. I mean, that would be fantastic. I mean, look, the time has come. We have to get Lamar out of there because he's not doing. Look, if all you accomplished last year was to get fishing approved for fishermen to go out there below the dam, I mean, you know, what is that? What is that really? That is nothing. That's nothing. And when you vote 62% of the time or better with Barack Obama, that's nothing either.
Yeah. And speaking of Tennessee, did you see old Porker on Meet the Press this morning?
Oh yeah, he's spouting off all over because he ain't due for election for what, another 2 years. So, you know, he don't care. He don't really care. But you're going to see his true colors come out here pretty soon, and they already have, actually.
Well, I guess y'all heard that Senator Cruz is not going to endorse Senator Cornyn.
I didn't hear that.
For his bid for re-election. Now, what does that say? I would like to get Kurt. I mean, Kurt, that's just remarkable. I know that these are two Texas state senators. But when you have the junior senator, who's a rock and roll star, isn't going to endorse the senior sitting senator, Cornyn has to be scratching his head. And it's a big deal. It's a big deal he's not getting an endorsement from the junior senator.
There's brass involved there, brother.
Oh, you're not talking some major brass. But that's just the kind, and look, that's the kind of guy that Joe Carr will be.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I could see Joe Carr getting elected, turning out to be another Mike Lee or Ted Cruz. Hopefully we get Karen Mason over there at South Carolina. I mean, if we can get a Joe Carr, Karen Mace in there with Mike Lee and Ted Cruz, we can start making a difference. We can actually start affecting some real change. Whereas Corker and Lamar and these guys are just laughing at Rand Paul and Mike Lee and Senator Cruz right now and saying they're, you know, this defunded thing is it's a bunch of baloney and it'll close down the government. Nothing could be further from the truth. We've got to have more people like Joe Carr. We got to get Joe Carr in there. I mean, Ted Cruz and Mike Lee and Rand Paul, they need reinforcement.
Yeah, that's true. And the thing is that they're trying to marginalize the Tea Party because they hate them, because they stand for everything that they're against, you know, not Joe Carr, but I'm just saying that the established politicians that are up there in the bureaucracy that we call Washington, you know, that we call our Senate, you know, and Congress. And the deal is that I've talked to Joe, I've met him, the guy is the real deal. And I'm just telling you, you know, if we do get them in there, yeah, that's what we have to do. That's what we have to do. That's the end game. We have to get all these real conservatives in there. And then we have to all also make sure that they know that they are supported by us.
Hey, Michael.
Wow, yes, sir, Kurt.
Message to you from Duke. He says, check your media.com email as soon as you get off the air.
I'm looking at it right now. That's some sweet news right there. We're Conservative Nation Media. Look, Duke is right at the moment, for the next week, Duke is our acting general manager. That's there are going to be some good announcements coming out after next weekend. Duke's actually coming into town, and I'm so pleased that Duke's going to be coming into Dallas, and we're going to get to hang out a little bit, and that's great news. I'm just tickled to death.
Yeah, look, I ain't got enough bail money to get you all out of jail or nothing, so. You know,
I'm gonna get him in trouble. I'm telling you.
Oh, I imagine that. But let's not get into too much trouble, okay?
But Michael, hey, buddy, we better take this hard break.
Yeah, I got a little read here, but let's assume that if you're listening to conservativenationmedia.com, you're a conservative, you love America and your Constitution just like we do. And since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything from books to bumper stickers and patriotic T-shirts to flags. And your pipeline to that good stuff is right here at conservativenationmedia.com. So just go to our website, conservativenationmedia.com, and click on the Patriot Depot banner. That'll take you to the world's best known warehouse for all your conservative revolution needs. Wave your flag and proudly display your love for America and the conservative nation, or conservative revolution starting right now. Just go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution. Real conservatism for real conservatives.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to stand for America now.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. They have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Soldiers of Patriotism on the conservativenationmedia.com. It is about 33 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm waiting a response for someone on the chat board, Brother Bing. We've got us a party pack winner, and I need her to confirm my message to her that she's down for that and that she'll send me her postal address, and then I'll say who it is.
Oh, cool. Great deal.
So, but we had a great interview with Phil Valentine today. We've discussed a whole lot this afternoon. We're going into the last two segments of the show. And by the way, she just confirmed Lady Michelle is the winner of today's party pack. And Michelle is getting a Declaration of Independence Pocket Edition. A Rules for Patriots. It's a pocket primer for the patriotic American from Matt Kibbe, as well as an American flag bandana and two DVDs, part one and part two. They Come to America, The Cost of Illegal Immigration, a Dennis Michael Lynch film. So I will get those out in the mail tomorrow. I actually have my I'll give them to my mom, I think, and ask her to put those in the mail for me. But thank you, Lady Michelle, and congratulations on that today. Bing, what do you got?
All right, you know, this being our last show, I guess, together for a while, I just want to, you know, sit there and, you know, not wax all nostalgic, but, you know, I just want to say thanks for, you know, for bringing me on, and thanks for giving me the opportunity, man. I appreciate it. I just, I love this, and I just love doing it. So.
Well, we've come a long way, you know, and with Ron and Kurt on, I'm going to go ahead and bring them on live. With Ron and Kurt on, they were at, I remember our very first show. Melissa had done a show with Zach on here and with me, and you and I had already started becoming friends, and then we started becoming closer friends. And remember, we had our first show. We did Lynyrd Skynyrd live. Give me a T for Texas, give me a T for Tennessee. That was our intro, and that was one of our big shows. We had a big show that day. It was great. This has been it's been a great time, and it's going to continue to be a great time. I'm going to miss doing the show with you, but at the same time, I'm looking forward to 4 hours of us.
Oh, God. Like I said, if anybody wants to talk to me after this show, you know, I'd be really freaking surprised. You know, but no, I mean, it's going to be cool. It's going to be great. You can't look back. You got to always look forward. You know what I mean? There's
yeah.
always room to grow. There's always things that you have to do to keep freedom alive.
Well,
and
that's the
what
whole
we're
point
that's what
right
we're
there.
Trying to do. You know, that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to keep freedom alive, keep it going, and we might talk some trash, we might talk some weird stuff once in a while, but the thing is that if people can get some enjoyment out of it and they get a little bit of entertainment maybe out of it too, you know, then hey, it's for
well,
me.
You know, we were talking about some of our guests. I mean, we've had Senator Cruz on. We've had Harmon Caslow. I mean, that was a great score. I'm sorry, I'm tangled up here. Hang on a minute. Damn microphone cords. I need to get me a better studio. We've had Harmon Kardon. I mean, that was
Caslow.
A great show. I mean, because we're both big Ayn Rand fans. You being the one that turned me on to Ayn, and I mean that was a huge deal there. God,
yeah,
we've had I can't even think of all that. Yeah, you know, well, yeah, we've got a third part coming up in another year or so. With Nick Searcy,
yeah, actually,
John
Rick,
LaRosa.
I
mean,
yeah, and actually, I think they're going to be done with that movie here in by the end of the year. So we'll probably get him on here. On, I don't know, might be my show, might be your show. Don't really matter to me, you know.
Well, we'll get them on yours. What do you want to bet, though? We don't I want to sound like I'm tooting our horn, but the last show he's interviewed with us twice. The last one he did, they reached back out to us.
Yeah. Yeah, they come back to us. They like us, you know, and I got a good rapport with them. So, you know, I mean, we all of our guests. I mean, you know, if anybody out there knows Ted Nugent, I'm trying to get him on. And actually, Charlie Daniels, I'm trying to get him on, too. I think that would be just a great show. If I could get both of them on, that would blow my mind, man. That would, like, be a trip. That would be like, ugh. I think my
yeah.
head would explode. Because they're both, to me, just great patriots and great songwriters and just great people. And they're look, you know, I was going to talk or ask Phil about Ed Begley Jr. You know, Ed Begley Jr. is a liberal to the utmost extent, okay? But you know what? With him, at least he practices what he preaches, okay? If you know, and I don't care how much time it takes him to bag up all his stuff, and he says he only has one bag a month or something of trash. But, you know, and that's cool. You know, but the thing is at least he practices what he preaches. Al Gore doesn't. Al Gore is out there for the money. Al Gore is a really just a whore. That's all he is. He's out there for the money. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about me. He doesn't care about the environment. He could give a rat's patootie about the environment. He cares about lining his pockets. And as Phil said, it's $10 trillion a year business. This is a big, big deal. Big deal. And it's
Absolutely.
Going to take money from everybody else that's actually paying taxes and doing what they should be doing and working.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got a lot of work ahead of us. I mean, it's just the state of the country, and maybe we could get Kurt or Ron to elaborate on this like we don't already, but I was looking at the news this morning. It's just absolutely pathetic where we're heading. I know we've got a lot of fight left in us. I'm going to continue to fight, but it's really getting harder and harder every day.
Well, you got race baiters, you know. You got class warfare specialists that are out there. You've got people that are sitting there snooping on other people. You've got companies that are out there snooping on other people. You've got even people amongst themselves out there. But when you sit there and you look at these overpasses and it's impeach Obama and it's, you know, and the police are shutting these people down or trying to. And I sit there, and I got to sit there and applaud them because, right, I don't have an overpass near me anywhere. So, but the thing is that these people are at least out there doing something. They're at least out there getting results, Michael. And that's what it takes. You know, we can sit here, we can spout off for 2 hours or even 4 hours, I guess, you know, next week. But the thing is that it takes results to get things done.
Yeah, it takes determination. I mean, like we used to say, they don't do it in the Army or they don't do it in the services anymore. But back when we were younger men and I was in, you know, we used to take salt tablets. You get dehydrated, you take 2 salt tablets, and the saying was just take 2 salt tablets and drive on, soldier. And that the greater meaning behind that is just, you know, swallow it and press on, press forward.
Yeah, but you know, there's you can't take a salt tablet to get rid of this incessant pain and hemorrhage that we're going through right now. You know,
no,
I mean,
hell,
you need like a big enema, and it, you know, I don't know where they're going to put that in. Maybe New Jersey, maybe New York, but it's got to be done. And you know, it's going to be hard, and that's the whole thing. You know, these people, we don't know what's in the healthcare law. We don't know. Well, we're starting to find out what's in it, and we're not liking what we see. And we don't know what's in a lot of other bills that have. Who knows what's in the healthcare law that they actually rammed through? We don't know, but we have to defeat.
Well, we do. I mean. It's destroying Obamacare is already destroying. If we can't get the Republicans like Bob Corker and Cornyn and Saxby Chambliss and those guys to agree with Senator Cruz and Lee, and they go ahead, which I'm sure is going to happen, they fund Obamacare with the promise that they're going to defund and repeal next year. It, folks, it ain't going to happen. You're smoking the biggest crack pipe. I know folks on our side understand, but if you're listening to us, if you're within sound of mind and being's voice, and you're sitting on the fence somewhere and you're an Obama supporter, but you didn't care for Obamacare, and I've been told before even Justice Roberts even did what he did, don't worry about it. Obama's a good guy. That was a bad choice. It'll get turned over in the Supreme Court. Well, guess what? It didn't happen. And guess what else? If it gets funded this year, it ain't going away. We're stuck with it. It once an entitlement is started, they don't go away. It's not like Prohibition where we overturned it 13 years later. This ain't going away. We're done. And the country's done. We can't afford it. I mean, that's just the plain and simple truth.
And yeah, and any politician that's going for amnesty, then like Rubio, I mean, he just lost all favor with me. I thought, you know, he was a halfway decent dude, you know, and you know he wants amnesty, but what does that entail? That entails what, maybe 40 million people, an influx of 40 million people on the government dole, and who's going to pay for that? They ain't going to pay for it. We're going to pay for it. Me,
yeah.
You, everybody that's working. Everybody that actually has a job that's working, they're going to be paying for it. It's sickening because they already get so many entitlements as it is, and they get out there and march in the streets and demand more. They demand more. You know? And
yeah.
We don't. I don't. When was the last time you went out and marched in the street and demanded more benefits from work? No, because see, they can make more. They can make if you're unemployed, you can make more money than in 13 states working as a school teacher by sitting on your ass unemployed. That's sickening.
Oh, of course it is. I mean, look,
you can make more money in 39 states sitting on your butt as a secretary or an assistant, to somebody.
I should have had it pulled up already, but I didn't. But I a couple of days ago posted something. You want to know what happens when the government takes control of something? 30 years ago, three decades, in 1979, the Department of Education became a cabinet seat under Jimmy Carter. 3 decades later, we've now got the data to show that education in America is a complete utter failure. Scores are down to the lowest they've ever been. This is what happens when the government gets involved. Reagan was absolutely right. The government is not the answer to the problem. They are the problem.
Well, definitely. You got the MLK rallies up there and so on, and that's cool, but you got these poverty pimps that are sitting there preaching racial hatred. They're continuing to do this. Even to this day, they're preaching racial hatred, class envy.
Food on the table.
To this day. And the media picks up on this like it's some kind of big freaking deal, and it is in a way. But if these people would not have an outlet for their voice, they would go away.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Well, let's hit this last soft break, brother, and finish up this show. I've got a big fat chisel cigar that's waiting for me, and a brand new bottle of about 20-year-old whiskey.
Oh, so you're into them cigars, man. I don't smoke no more, so I can't do that.
Oh, this is dude. This is
I'll just let myself.
This is a double. This is
a double
chisel Leggero. Awesome. It's a fine smoke.
Well, I'm sure it is. I'll take your word on that. Okay.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today. With an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria. And thank you for your service.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, then you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Yeah, welcome back to Soldiers of Patriotism, Paranoid Android. That pretty much describes me. And you're listening to us today via the internet, via your phone, whatever. And the call-in number here is 718-306 or 718-305-7176. That's 718-305-7176. And we talked to Phil Valentine that produced, directed, and actually sponsored his movie, An Inconsistent Truth. You can get that movie at aninconsistenttruth.com. And even if you don't get the movie, please go there and check out the trailer. I mean, once you see the trailer and you see some of the outtakes of the movie, you're going to love it. You're going to want to buy it. So we highly suggest that. That'll help you combat the liberals, the liberal weenies out there that want to take your money. Michael?
Yeah. Well, I'm just uploading our little outro today. It's not, but just, you know, 30, 45 seconds. I hate ending the show on, you know, a goodbye, boom, ding, that's it, it's gone. But we do have Dave Vance on here, Bing. We need to get him on so he could tell us a little bit about what's going on tomorrow. I think you said that we've got a big guest on tomorrow night, correct?
Dave does, yeah.
Well, brother Dave, what's going on?
Hey, how we doing, Mike? How we doing, Bing?
Hey.
We are doing good. We had a great show with one of your homies today, Mr. Phil Valentine.
You sure did. I listened to you. That was great. Glad you guys could get him on. He's a good one. He's a keeper. Well, tomorrow on Inside Tennessee from 6 to 8 p.m. Central, we've got Representative Joe Carr, who is challenging Lamar Alexander for his U.S. Senate seat. Now, Lamar, did you know Lamar is not actually just his name? It's actually an acronym. You may not have known that, but it's Liberal America's Most Admired Republican.
Oh, you're going to love that. We got into that thing the other day. You wouldn't believe what we came up with.
Well, that's the only one you could put on TV. So, I mean, on radio.
Yeah,
so.
I've got some other ones, but we can't put that on radio even.
Yeah, so we'll talk with Joe tomorrow about his campaign to unseat Lamar. And we have a little change here. We were going to have Christopher Holden talking about Sharia compliant finance, but we made some history in Tennessee on Wednesday. What is commonly known as the Balance of Powers Act, we actually had a joint legislative review committee, the first one of its kind in our country, and it held its first committee meeting this past Wednesday. It dealt with the refugee resettlement costs that the federal government program passes on to Tennesseans, but it's really a 10th Amendment issue. And it could have been so many other issues that we could have chosen, but this was one of them, and it's a clear-cut 10th Amendment issue. And we're going to have Joanne Bregman, who you could say she's a citizen legislator, excuse me, a citizen activist, I'll just say, and she did an excellent job of laying out, you know, why this program as it's currently run is a violation of the 10th Amendment. And, of course, she laid out the cost as well. So she's going to give us a rundown of what happened on Wednesday. And then you mentioned earlier the eminent domain issue. Well, we're going to have Bill Haupt from Tennessee, and he's dealing with the forced annexation issue in Tennessee, which is a problem. There was some legislation that they got through last year, not as strong as it needed to be, but he's going to talk about how that came about and where we need to go from here. So we should have a good show tomorrow and hope you'll all tune in. That's on Inside Tennessee from tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. Central. And look forward to hearing from you.
Absolutely.
That
and that's right
like
here
a great
on the
show, man.
That is right here on the conservativenationradio.org, a part of conservativenationmedia.com, which is the mouthpiece for traditionalamericanmovement.com. Bing, we've got a few callers on here. Let's just Brother Kurt and Brother Ron, and let's just we'll get about 30 seconds from each and just as a real quick just their final thoughts before we take this show to the end.
Yeah, and I got a little Charlie Daniels on the outro here. So.
Oh, okay, great, awesome. Brother Kurt, you're on 30 seconds.
Hey, Michael, okay. Look, this has been a great ride with the two of you guys, but it's not over. You're just being different slots. And unfortunately, you'll have to deal with me, Michael, because I'll be here because I can't get but about 30 minutes of Dave's show on Sunday, and then Bing's show on Sunday, and I have to cut out. So I'll be around, brother, okay?
I appreciate it, Brother Kurt. Thank you very much. Brother Ron?
I'll have to pre-record him.
We just like the show, and I've been a regular caller, as you well know. And I appreciate y'all listening to me, and we're going to keep listening. Y'all keep on doing what you're doing, and we'll keep on doing what we're doing.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brother Ron.
Thank you, man. We appreciate that, Ron. You know, we appreciate people that you know, give us kudos to, because that means a lot to us. You know, I mean, we don't make no money for this. No, I don't. So, you know.
And we're going to give real quickly 30 seconds, Casey. I'm sorry we had a slam show today. Just 30 seconds closing remarks.
Oh, no problem. That's no problem at all. I think that I will definitely be calling into both of y'all's shows. I can take 4 hours of this any day, and I think y'all speak the truth. I'm really blessed to have come across y'all, and thank y'all so much.
Thank you very much, Casey. Bing, final thoughts before we let Charlie Daniels take us out.
Well, my final thoughts are we have to restore our republic. Back to a republic instead of a runaway liberal theocracy, I guess it would be. But I had a great time, Michael, and it's going to be great from now on. So, and it's you know, it's not like you're not going to hear me on your show. You know, you're going to hear me on your show, and I'm going to hear you on my show. So, yeah, American by Design, that's going to be my show. That's going to be coming on 5 to 7 Sundays. And then your show is right before that, 3 to 5. So,
yep. And it will be Soldier of Patriotism. So I'll keep the flame burning here at Soldier of Patriotism being. And of course, I'll be joining you on American by Design. I'm looking forward to it. Brother, it's been a great year and a half doing this show with you. I'm looking forward to what we're fixing to do and the endeavors that we're fixing to take with you and me back to back. Look out, America. Uncle Bing and Michael ain't done yet. We're just fixing to give you 4 hours of ass whooping.
Not by a long shot.
All right, brother.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind, but he was way behind, and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you'll get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Up his case, and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings, and it made an evil hit, and then a band of demons joined in, and it sounded something like this. Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granted, if you don't
dog back, no child, no.
The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best there's ever been." He played, "Found a mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. A chicken in the breast, and a picking out doors. Ready when your dog fight, no child.